Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's on the Window Nation guest hotline, Chicago Sun-Times. Let's welcome in Patrick Finley. Patrick, good morning. Thanks for joining us here in Baltimore.
Hey, guys. I like the intro music. That's good.
We are. Nolan reads minds, man. He always gets the vibe of our next guest. Now, Ben Johnson came in changing the vibe in Chicago, coming over with the big offensive guru pedigree for sure from Detroit. But when he first got there, you know, trying to turn Caleb Williams into the number one dude, and what was his plan? What were the goals? And how have things kind of, like, he's not getting sacked a bazillion times a game like he was last year, but how has Caleb Williams changed, and how has Ben Johnson kind of grown into his role as head coach, you know, through mini camp, training camp, and now six games of the regular season?
Well, the first thing Ben did was get him under center. Caleb played out of the shotgun most of last year, and of course he did that at USC and at Oklahoma. So Ben Johnson's Lions teams were under center more than anybody in football the last couple of years. So that was the big adjustment Caleb had to make. And the idea there was that Ben thought play action worked better when the quarterback could turn his back to the linebackers. That was a big switch for him. He seemed to handle it pretty well in the preseason. And the plan for Caleb was to be more accurate, was to be a leader, was to have better body language, and to run Ben's offense. And, you know, he's had various degrees of success so far this season. You know, the Bears will be the first to tell you that, that they're 4-2 and they're not really playing that well offensively. So far so good. Around these parts, 4-2 is not something we see very often.
All right, Pat, how plus 11?
Pardon me, I'm sorry?
How are they plus 11 turnover ratio?
The honest answer is probably they're a little lucky. Like, if you believe that the takeaways have some fortune built into them, that's there. I would tell you that they played some pretty terrible quarterbacks. You know, Spencer Rattler the other day was as lost as any starting quarterback I'd seen in a long time in the first half. And, you know, Geno Smith, you know, might lead the league in dumb interceptions. But they do have a really talented defensive backfield. Jaquan Brisker and Kevin Byard are at safety. Byard has more interceptions since he joined the league in 2016 than anybody walking the planet. Which is a surprising stat. And then you've got Kyler Gordon, the slot corner, who came back 2 weeks ago, and he's really dangerous both as a blitzer and in coverage. And Tyreek Stevenson, who you guys might remember from turning his back to the Commanders' Hail Mary, has really had a pretty good season. Jalen Johnson's probably their best defensive player. He hurt his groin in week two, and I'm not sure he's going to come back this season. So if you had told me that they'd be plus 11 and Jalen wouldn't be playing, I would have been pretty surprised.
Plus, the other thing, you know, Patrick, is they don't get pressure on a quarterback. And to be a plus 11 is pretty damn good without pressure on the quarterback from their front four. Because, you know, when you watch the film, there's like real – their win rate's probably like the Ravens' win rate right now.
You know what? They need Montez Sweat to be better. He had a strip sack in the first quarter last week. And, you know, the most direct line to them having even a league average pass rush is for the guy that they're paying like one of the best pass rushers in football to actually act like it more often than not. You know, Sweat's really good against the run. They have no issues with his competitiveness or anything. But, boy, he's got to beat his guy, particularly when he has only one guy trying to block him.
Now, the thing that, you know, I see with Dennis Allen's defense, basically when you cross the 50, either Brisker or Gordon are coming, and both are extremely effective, and both have a tendency to hit the quarterback late.
That happened the other day, certainly.
I know. You know, and against Washington.
There was a series in the second quarter against the Saints where Gordon blitzed and got a sack, and on the next play, Brisker blitzed and got a sack. And then on the play after that, Brisker blitzed, forced a ball to come fluttering out, but hit the quarterback in the head. You know, and the Bears can't do that. They're second in the league in penalties, you know, across the board, offensive and defensive. And that's not what good teams do. You know, that's not even what mediocre teams do. So they know that they need to fix that. They've had some issues on the other side of the ball with pre-snap penalties, false starts, illegal shifts, stuff like that. So there's a lot to clean up here. And like I said, that's why the Bears are pretty optimistic here, is that they're 4-2, and, you know, it's not like they're playing their best football.
Hey, Patrick, why did they draft Loveland and not Warren? I mean, that was like a total surprise, you know, to me and probably to Indy.
I think they thought that Loveland fit their scheme better. You know, you could draw a pretty straight line from Loveland to Sam Laporta in the way that they move their bodies and in their skill set. And it was their preference. It was the flavor that they liked better. I thought that they were going to take Warren. And one of the reasons I thought so was you looked at Ben Johnson, then you looked at all the gadget stuff that Warren was doing in college, you know, playing quarterback, playing running back, throwing the ball. And, you know, to me, that had Ben Johnson written all over it. But they fell in love with Loveland despite being hurt during the pre-draft process. They drafted him. He's been banged up this season. You know, he's really put together a pretty incomplete showing in the first 6 weeks here. But you know what? Cole Kmet hurt his back last week. And, you know, even though they played kind of slightly different tight end positions, you know, we may see the Bears relying on Loveland more this week than they've ever had to before.
All right. The offensive line, you know, watching film on the O-line, I'm not a big fan of 79 pass blocking, you know, and I just think that they're just okay at best. Now, Drew Dolman, I drafted his dad in San Francisco.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's been good. He had a couple of weird snap issues the other day, but in general, he's been solid. And, you know, they're spending a lot of money on their center and two guards. So those guys need to be steady. Theo Benedict, number 79, is the left tackle. He's undrafted out of Canada, and he took Braxton Jones's place 2 weeks ago. You know, Braxton was a decent pass-blocking right or left tackle who kind of wasn't nasty enough to run block. And I think with Theo, you've got the inverse problem here. I think Theo on the run has been good, and it's been one of the reasons why their run game's kind of woken up the last 2 weeks. But he's making too many mistakes, he's committing too many penalties, and he's getting beat far too many times on the left side. They've got this Ozzie Trapillo kid from Boston College who they drafted in the second round, hoping he could play left tackle, and he couldn't. And so at the end of training camp, they moved him to right tackle. You know, so they have some options there if they want to move some guys around, but I think we're going to see Theo here for the next couple.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game.
They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
4 weeks at least.
Patrick Finley, Chicago Sun-Times, video at 81057 The Fan. Patrick, last thing for you. Bears getting 6.5. Now, that'll change if number 8's not under center for the Ravens coming up Sunday at 1 o'clock. But even if Lamar plays, how do the Bears get this win and make it 5 straight, which would really make things interesting in the NFC North?
I think they need to keep running the ball. I think, the DeAndre Swift that we've seen the last 2 weeks, he's had 100-plus yards the last 2 weeks. That has only happened 2 other times in his career, and he's been in the league for a while. So he is not typically this explosive over and over again. If he can do that, if Kyle Manungai from Rutgers can contribute a little bit, I think that has a chance of slowing the game down and kind of ugling the game up. I don't think the Bears want to race anybody to 30 points, and I think this is a really bad spot for the Bears, to be quite honest. There's a level of desperation coming out of Baltimore after a bye week that I think sets up pretty well for them, provided, like you said, that the quarterback can play.
He's Patrick Finley, Chicago Sun-Times. Patrick, appreciate the time. Enjoy Baltimore if you're coming to the game. And, good luck to the Bears rest of the way.
Yo, I get in at 2 o'clock Saturday. I'll enjoy the heck out of Baltimore. Thank you, guys.
There you go. Here's Patrick Finley, everybody. Talking about Chicago coming to town, getting 6.5, but they are on a heater. Ravens are on the opposite end of that. Losers up 4 straight. So something's got to give. We got practice resuming today in about what? Let's see, 12:30, about 2.5 hours. We'll know if Lamar Jackson's at practice or not.
Practice, 2:30? Thought it was a...
Well, whatever, dude. Do math over here. We'll come back. It's a trip through the funhouse. Then we got news from the NASCAR. Going to hear more from John Harbaugh. He's not desperate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.